Thanks for staying with us here on Top Story. Well, coming up tonight on Top Story, we've been hearing the chants of angry protesters clad in red and black, wielding placards with the inscription hashtag Stop Galamsey Now as they march through principal streets of Accra to pile pressure on government to end the degradation of Ghana's forest reserve by repealing LI-2460. The protesters, under the umbrella of Generation Rights Protection Society, led by media personality Okatiche Frifa Mensah, converged at Obra's Port at Kwame Nkrumah Circle and marched through Ring Road, and they will end that protest at the Jubilee House, where leadership will submit a petition to government. My colleague Kenneth Jesse has been with the protesters from 2 p.m. when they started, and he'll be joining us shortly. But first, let's listen to some of them and the concerns they've been raising. You hear the sounds of some of the angry protesters. They've just been explaining why exactly they decided to join this protest. And my colleague Kenneth Jesse is on the ground. He joins us live with more. Kenneth, let's start with the translation of some of the key things they've been saying when you engaged them earlier. Kenneth Jesse, I can't seem to hear you. I'm sure you'd have to reposition rightly for us so that we can get connection to you. If you just tune in, this is Top Story, and we have been hearing from some angry protesters. They have been walking to Jubilee House today. They are demanding that government take decisive steps to deal with illegal mining. My colleague Kenneth Jesse, I'm hoping I have better connection to you now. Kenneth, can you hear me?
I hope the connection is better now, Faustina.
Indeed, it is.
Yes, the protesters whose voices you played have actually been talking about the fact that illegal mining is wreaking havoc on society, on our natural resources, and how it is hampering on our development. They've also talked about the fact that Jumso or intermittent power outages are also disturbing the country. They mentioned that President John Dramani Mahama made a number of promises, including solving the landscape, but since he's been in office for the past 4 months, they haven't really seen nothing. So they are calling on the president to put words into action and ensure that Galamsey becomes a thing of the past.
Now, where are they currently? I can hear sirens there.
Exactly. The sirens you hear are from that of the police officers. The men and women in uniform are the ones guarding this protest, as is a norm in this country. They're currently opposite the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. So their final destination is going to be the seat of government, which is the Jubilee House. But now, as you speak, they are on their way to the police headquarters before they make their way to the Jubilee House. And they started from Obra's Port at Circle beneath the interchange. They started around 4 p.m., being led by media personality of Okatiche Efifa and another media personality, Pia Kubi. And the reasons are simple. They want an immediate end to Galamse. And in between that, though, there are a lot of concerns that they're raising as well. They want the workers whose contracts were terminated by the chief of staff. You remember the chief of staff put out a communique that people who are employed after December 7th, all of them will have their contracts terminated. They're calling for their reinstatement among a host of other demands that they're making. But the Galamse is the main thing, the main reason why they are embarking on this protest.
Mm. Paint a picture for me. Do we know the number of individuals who have come out to register their displeasure?
Well, we do not know, but at least there might be about 100 because they are donning red and green T-shirts, you know, with the inscription, "Stop Galamse Now." Others are also with the inscription, "Galamse Must Fall." They started gathering at around 2 p.m. Of course, the numbers are a bit respectable. And as they go forward, people join in. So you can't really put a number to the actual number of people who are here, but they are about in the 100.
Now, do we know details of that petition?
Well, the petition is asking pretty much about four or so things to be done to Galamse. First of all, they are calling on President John Dramani Mahama to declare a state of emergency. This issue came up last year when another protest of similar nature happened in September. The protesters were calling for a declaration of a state of emergency from then President Akufo-Addo. That never happened, and these protesters are also making the same demands that they want a declaration of a state of emergency from President John Dramani Mahama. Also, they are saying that they are not happy with the fact that all the foreigners who are caught engaging in Galamse are deported back to their countries of origin instead of being imprisoned. I quiz them that the president has been in power for just 4 months, so why don't they give him some time? And they said that the president has had some of his priorities fulfilled, so it appears that Galamse is not a top priority of his, because within that period of 4 months, there are some things that he promised to do, and he has done them. So if he really had Galamse as a top priority, he would have done that. So these are some of the things that are contained in that petition that they are sending to the Jubilee House.
Apart from Efrifa Mensah, are there other notable individuals who have joined the protest?
Well, the other notable individual that I've seen is Pierre Kubi, who works at Kesbin FM. He's one of the conveners of this protest. Apart from him, I haven't seen any other notable face. However, some of them are in face shields and masks, so perhaps there might be a notable face who is hiding behind a mask that we're yet to see their face so far. But Kotege Efrifa and Pierre Kubi of Kesbin FM are the most notable faces that I've seen here so far.
Thank you so much, Kenneth. Join us live from the grounds. If you just tuned in, we've been hearing from some protesters. They've been clad in red and black, and they are marching to the Jubilee House to present a petition to government. They want government to take decisive steps to dealing with illegal mining. They also want a declaration of a state of emergency. And join me now on the lines is Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe. He is convener, Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. This issue is coming up again, declaration of a state of emergency. Over the weekend on Newsfile, we heard from Inusa Fuseni, a former lands minister, giving the assurance that government will indeed repeal LI-2462. What are your thoughts? Declaration of a state of emergency still necessary?
Thank you very much. And let's commend our brothers and sisters who are on the protest. I remember there was an engagement that we had earlier on, and they had mentioned that this was going to happen. And so it's important that as citizens, we take up the mantle and let those we have elected and put in power to work for us know that we have some ask that they need to do in terms of governing in the interest of our country, in terms of ensuring transgenerational management of our resources. The things that we said to the former president, as relevant today as they were relevant yesterday. So it is important that His Excellency the President when he said that he was going to revoke and repeal LI 2462, we should not have the situation where, you know, there's even any plan to amend and do less than what it is that he said. The NDC, when they were in opposition, were also singing the same tune with us of the declaration of a state of emergency in parts of this country, in the forest reserve, on our water body, in areas where you have armed tanks beating up two journalists in the presence of the police, in areas where you have armed tanks hacking down a forestry commission officer. We definitely need a state of emergency in those parts. And definitely, in as much as His Excellency, the President and the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources have had some positive steps taken, the agency has not been like we see with Oral. The agency was not how the government dealt with the issues around fuel and electricity supply. It was not the same way we dealt with the issues around SHS, lack of food and all of that. So I completely agree with my brothers and sisters on the protest that we need a lot more agency because the windows are closing. And if we don't hurry and deal with this scourge that is eating us up, we might get into a point of no return.
But we heard from a very emotional lands minister letting us know some steps they're putting in place to deal with illegal mining. For example, they say they'll be working on deploying the water guards, which have already been trained. You think that is not enough?
Well, again, so that's what I was saying, that the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources had demonstrated the right heart into this particular fight. He's not only spoken about things to be done, he's actually done a few things right. But you see, this fight against illegal mining is not a one minister thing. So when you have the situation where the Minister for Interior says the right thing about ensuring the reshuffle and transfer of police officers, which is the right thing to do. But in the same breath, you hear that Minister for Lands, for Interior, now breaking a law of this country, the Constitution calls them to uphold all laws. And we have Act 995. That says that if there's any foreigner who's engaged in anything under the Minerals and Mining Act, what you do is prosecute the person, jail the person before you deport them. And you have this minister, you know, now has already started deporting some people. You have the president, you know, and his MPs who decide to amend an act that they have said they are going to revoke, which the former president who we chastised as having failed us in the fight against the Lamsey had actually started the process and had an instrument to revoke. That is definitely not acceptable. Then you have a situation where you have some members of government, the MP for Awin, for example, being accused by his traditional authorities of being involved in Galamsey. And he says it's not true and counter-accuses his chiefs. But we don't hear the president, as he did in the case of National Service, ask that that case should be investigated. The NDC constituency chairman for Axim and the NDC constituency chairman for Bupor have been accused of being involved in Galamsey, and we're not hearing anything about it. That definitely does not show that we have a government who is taking this seriously, this fight very seriously. But definitely, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, and even the President is of that, some positive aspects, but there's a lot more that we need because of the fact that we are at war. We've had the IGP tell us that we are at war. We have had the Minister for of Lands and Natural Resources call the issue for ecological terror. When you're dealing with a situation of war, when you're dealing with a situation of terrorists, you don't deal with them like the way we're doing. So it's important for all of us as citizens. It is important for all of us religious leaders, a traditional leader, civil society organization, professional body, to support this protest, to support the call that the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources did to all of us, that we need to support this particular fight. We need to support it in whatever shape or form to make sure that we get to a point where we start recovering from this cage that we are under.
Mr. Ashuga, stay with me. We've just been hearing from Okata Chief Rifa Mensah. There has been concerns that really, isn't it early days yet for you to already start mounting pressure on a new administration that took office barely 4 months ago? My colleague Kenneth Jesse on the ground posed that question to him. This was his response.
Pretty much, we are joining and people are saying what?
Your president has been president for just 4 months. Maybe
he's been president for just 4 months. Right, so the diseases that are being caused by Galamsey activities are also saying that because the president has been in government for 4 months, we have paused. We are not going to affect kidneys anymore. We are not going to affect pregnant women anymore. No. We are not going to affect people's kids anymore. And for that matter, we will wait for President Mahama to settle in before we will begin to affect people's kidneys. Come on, sometimes we must elevate the conversation. When President Mahama came in, within 4 months, he's been able to send a bill to Parliament to establish a gold board. When President Mahama came in, within 4 months, he's been able to do things that inures to his benefit and the benefit of his government. So it is all about scale of preference, it's all about priority. He's been in power for 4 months, but within 4 months, all the big, so yet people are asking that Galamsey activities are affecting our kids, Galamsey activities are affecting our livers, and people, including my very media, are saying that because it's not been 1 year, 2 years.
Personality or Katechi Frifa Mensah. Mr. Ashigwe, you're still with me. Your thoughts, is it early days yet for us to start putting pressure on this administration?
You see, the interesting thing is that the challenge that saw us in August, September, October, November get onto the various, where the Katechi, for example, was out there on a prayer protest, where the Ghana Coalition of Galamsey was formed, when all those 50 or so more statements were issued, those challenges have not changed. So I heard Okatiti talk about the challenges with the renal challenges and all the problems that we're facing. Those problems exist. You see, the interesting thing is that the last opportunity we have is this current president, who stayed in opposition for 8 years. And so definitely was apprised with all the issues that we're dealing with. Prior to that, he was president. So he knows it. So he has been prepared for this particular time. And I can tell you that the reason why we got opportunities for all of these to happen were expectations that with the change that was going to happen, the new government was going to deal with the situation that's at hand. So it is important that all of us support the president when he's doing right. The correct things that are being done, we need to support him to do that. The things that are not going too right, we need to point them out to them. But we need to provide the support and be the bulwark behind the president so that when the politically connected criminals who are involved in this ecocide and genocide, they should know that the people of Ghana are solidly behind any government who would want to fight them. We saw what happened to the MPP. In areas that were mining communities, they lost the seats in those places. You know, the minister, the deputy minister for lands and natural resources, who was supposed to be in charge of the campaign and went around promising Galamseyers that they were going to come back into power, he lost the seat. So it needs to be amply clear to the political class that majority of us are not benefiting from this damage that is being done to our very psyche, our very existence, you know. So we need to do that, and it's important that is done. But as we do that, we also need to recognize where there are positive things happening, we need to support the positive things that are happening. The things that are happening that are not happening well, we need to show them up and say that these things should be done properly.
But at the heart of this war, really, are undertones. The political undertones, the partisan undertones. Moving forward, if we're going to deal decisively with illegal mining, should we get rid ourselves of that?
It is the major cause of this challenge that we have. The fact that the firefighters themselves have become the arsonists that the people we have put in political authority themselves are either complicit or incompetent to deal with the situation we have at hand. So it is the reason why the rest of us, the majority of us, need to stare the NDC and the FPP in the face and tell them that enough is enough of the fact that they are using the opportunities we've given to them, you know, to govern us and using that to not only exploit us, but actually putting us in worse situations. So it is important that all of us as citizens rise up and tell these people that we are not going to allow that that is going to happen. And that is the reason why for some of us, when it is that Akonta Mining that we have been petitioning about, even when their government was in power, we're doing that. And now that the NDC has come into power, we have a petition currently sitting with His Excellency the President about the MP for our win. And so for us, it doesn't matter whose ass is God. We would ensure that anybody who wants to benefit from our demand, we are not going to allow that going to happen. And it's the reason why we all need to rally together. Those people who, when they see problems happening and share it with some of us, they should all stop. We should all start adding our voices to it. And I can tell you, there were members of this particular government, members of parliament, people who are in government who signed this petition, asking the president to, to revoke rather than to repeal. You've had Honorable Minister Hussaini. He's been re-echoing the fact that the state of emergency is important. The repeal is important. He's a member of this government. He's a member of this party, the party in power. So this particular fight that we have should not know any partisan color. All of us should support it. I know a lot of my friends in the NDC. I know a lot of my friends in the MPP who abhor the things that are happening. And so we should not only stay at the background saying it. We should all publicly come out so that we can support the minister. If we don't support the minister, he's going to fail in his fight. Because currently, as you speak, the criminal elements in both the NDC and the MPP have a merger. Because they are working together to continue to exploit our resources with gold crossing the $3,000 mark. They are milking that to our disadvantage. And so we should not permit that to happen. And we should support the right things that are happening. And the negative things that are not going right, we should also point it out.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Kenneth Ashibe. He's convener, Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Well, this protest is going on for the next 3 days, and my colleague Kenneth Jesse is still on the grounds because they're yet to submit that petition. Kenneth, where are you currently? Are you closer to Jubilee House yet?
We're directly opposite the police headquarters. I told you before that they were going to make a stop at the police headquarters before they proceed to the seat of government, that is the Jubilee House. So as we speak now, they've made a stop opposite the police headquarters. We have no indication yet as to whether they will cross and enter the police building or not, but I don't know if you can hear in the background, but the leader of the group or the convener of the group, Okatechie Fifa, is currently speaking to the protesters. I want to get closer so that we can get some sound bites of what he's saying right now. Right, so he's having a hard time.
Unfortunately, the sound there isn't so clear, and Kenneth Jesse there on the grounds, just engaging the leader of that protest we've been telling you about, Okatechie Afrifa Mensah. He is leading the protest this evening under the umbrella of Generational Rights Protection Society. That's a group, and that's how they call themselves. They are submitting a petition to the Jubilee House. It's a three-day protest. They want government to take decisive steps to deal with illegal mining. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. For more news, please log on to myjoyonline.com. My name is Faustina Safu.